I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. No short.
Hello, listeners, and welcome to this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Today I'm joined on the show by architect Richard Gage. Many of the listeners, I'm sure, are familiar with Richard Gage and his work since he's spoken in the Hartford area on several occasions, and he's been on this show several times. But for those of you who aren't familiar with him, Richard Gage, AIA, is a San Francisco Bay Area architect and member of the American Institute of Architects. He's the founding member of Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. Mr. Gage became interested in researching the destruction of the World Trade Center high-rises after hearing the startling conclusions of a reluctant 9/11 researcher, David Ray Griffin, on the radio in 2006, which launched his own unyielding quest for the truth about 9/11. AE911truth.org now numbers more than 2,300 architects and engineers demanding a new investigation into the destruction of the three World Trade Center high-rise buildings on 9/11. Richard Gage, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Cheryl.
Now, could you do a little quick review for those who are not familiar with it on why you're certain that the three World Trade Center towers came down by controlled demolition?
Well, yes, and you mentioned three towers. Most people don't even know about the third skyscraper that came down on 9/11. We're talking about a 47-story high-rise that collapsed at 5:20 in the afternoon, not having been hit by an airplane, dropped straight down uniformly, symmetrically, suddenly, after witnesses hear explosions, into its own footprint in the exact manner of a classic controlled demolition. This is World Trade Center Building 7. Now, people haven't seen this on TV. The mainstream media has basically censored it. And most architects and engineers are, in fact, completely unaware of the third worst structural failure in modern history. So I always begin by telling people about this building because, A, they don't know about it. B, their minds and feelings aren't contaminated by the disastrous collapse of the Twin Towers with a severe loss of life and trauma to all of us in the country and around the world, really. But Building 7, nobody died in that building, according to the official story. And so taking a look at it opens people's minds to the topic because it's so obviously a controlled demolition. And we were told that normal office fires brought this building down. So normal office fires have never brought down a skyscraper. So we've got some serious issues with the official report from NIST, the National Institute of Standards and Technology, because we also identify not just through video evidence here of this building's destruction, but through the first responders who find pools of molten iron in the rubble pile of this basement. Molten iron is a byproduct of thermite. Thermite is an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So we have the evidence of thermite. We know that all the columns in this building had to have been cut. We're talking 82 columns at once in order to bring this building straight down, uniformly, symmetrically, suddenly. So that's why we have such a problem. People can see this building coming down simply by going to YouTube and searching for Building 7. On 9/11, or going to our website, which is ae911truth.org. So that's how we begin. And we end up with the Twin Towers real quick because the Twin Towers have a completely different collapse mechanism than what that shows on the videos, than what we were told by officials. In fact, what we were told, say, in the case of the North Tower, and they're both very similar, the North Tower drops suddenly again, and fairly symmetrically, and almost at free fall acceleration. In the first 4 seconds, the top is descending against the fixed point of the jet plane impact. It's telescoping down on itself. The top 15 stories is destroying itself in the first 4 seconds, very similar to Building 7. So that is like the upper part of this building is clearly a controlled demolition. And after hundreds of first responders describe thousands of explosions, which are censored from the final report by NIST on the Twin Towers. But after that, what happens is a lateral ejection of 4-ton structural steel sections in every direction at 60 miles an hour, landing up to 600 feet in every direction. This is supposed to be a gravity collapse, which gravity goes down, as we remember from grade school, and not out at 600 feet, in many cases, these heavy sections. So we also have the pulverization of 90,000 tons of concrete in this building into a fine powder. The concrete floors, the floor decking, the floor trusses, they're missing from the pile below. They are completely pulverized. And that's incredible. But there's no stack of floors found at the bottom either. We'd expect 110 floors in each of these buildings, mangled certainly, but all we see is a two-story pile of core columns, perimeter columns, aluminum cladding, miscellaneous building materials. It's really quite spread out in this pulverized powder that spread actually from river to river in a 4-inch thick pile. And officials find in that pile, I mean, the USGS and R.J. Lee, environmental consulting firm, what do they find? They find billions of iron-rich microspheres. These are iron, previously molten iron spheres, the diameter of a human hair. These have to have sustained temperatures exceeding the melting point of iron, which is 2,800 degrees, which office fires and jet fuel can't even get to. So this is the residue of thermite, an incendiary used by the military to cut through steel like a hot knife through butter. So we've got to have an investigation that actually acknowledges these temperatures achieved, where these residue of ignited thermite comes from, but also the residue of unignited thermite, which turns out to be these small red-grade chips of nanothermite found in all the World Trade Center dust by an international team of scientists and peer-reviewed in the Active Thermitic Materials paper, as it's called, Active Thermitic Materials, in the Bentham Open Chemical Physics Journal. So all of this evidence together is damning, very damning for the official story. It's caused 2,300 architects and engineers to put their reputations on the line, calling for a new investigation based on the evidence of explosive demolition. And that's why we're coming to Hartford and coming to New York this September with a fierceness to wake up the American public actually all over this country. The reason there's fierceness there, as you can imagine, it is because of the controlled demolition of these buildings. A, we were lied to about them. We were told they were jet fuel plane impact fires, of course. And B, the implication is astounding. This is obviously an inside operation, which means we have serious problems in our government, in our media, that we have to get control of.
Right, absolutely. And isn't it true that the Congressional Joint Inquiry into 9/11 in 2002 didn't cover Building 7 at all?
I actually don't know if the original Congressional Inquiry covered Building 7 at all. I doubt it. I know the 9/11 Commission report that came out later did not even mention the catastrophic, complete, and total shattering of this building's structure. No, it didn't mention it at all.
Right, and then NIST came out with a report on Building 7 in 2008, I think it was, and I know that you and your organization were not happy with them, and I guess they're withholding some evidence, and maybe you could speak to that and tell us where you're at with NIST right now.
And NIST is the National Institute of Standards and Technology.
Well, this is a government agency, NIST, under the Bush administration, and it was tasked by Congress with explaining the complete collapse of all three buildings, and they zoomed right into the hypothesis of destruction by fire. And they didn't even examine the most likely hypothesis, as I just highlighted, destruction by controlled demolition. So we have the right as Americans to have information be released and not be secret. This is the Freedom of Information Act. And through years of attempting to release the information that FEMA, the original investigator of these collapses, did before NIST got involved, FEMA and NIST have been finger-pointing and juggling the release of this information. They cannot hold on to it legally. We're talking about all the original photographs, videos, interviews with witnesses. All of it is legally obtainable, but they have illegally withheld it. So we have filed a lawsuit either last week or this week through the generous donations from our supporters at AE 9/11 Truth, we're able to sue NIST now, and we're in the process of doing that, and FEMA as well.
That's really great that you're suing them.
And speaking of information and misinformation, I understand you have a new booklet you're putting out called Beyond Misinformation, and maybe you could tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, this is exciting because this booklet, which is 50 pages long, we're editing it now. It'll be available early September, and it has six chapters, and it covers the complete destruction of Building 7 and the Twin Towers and this cover-up of the same and why this is so important for the American people to get to the bottom of and to uncover. We're selling these almost at cost for a 50-page, high-quality, glossy booklet. This booklet is filling a gap between our existing brochure, which we have a couple of names for. One is the Did You Know a Third Tower Fell? That's the cover of our evidence brochure, which is a couple of pages. And the other name for it is What They're Not Telling You About the Destruction of the World Trade Center Towers. What the Media Is Not Telling You, 2,500 Architects and Engineers Reveal. So that only has a chance to highlight the information. Our DVD goes into greater depth, but it's not on the coffee table. This booklet is being sent to 20,000 architects and engineers, again, through the generous donations of our supporters. And in addition to that, 6,000 booklets have been ordered for distribution in early September. So it is really one of the most exciting projects we've put together, having our own book, really, about the destruction of these towers that people can actually thumb through. They can hand it to somebody who doesn't have time to look at a DVD, but they can put it on their desk and get to it here and there. Very, very important offering from AE911 Truth that we're very proud of. I've reviewed already the first four chapters, and we've got six all together, and it is very well written and exciting.
Yes, I can't wait to get copies of that also and share them and pass them around. And speaking of the booklet, and you mentioned that you'll be speaking here, and we're going to be showing a new movie, which we're going to tell you about in a minute. But mark your calendar, September 9th, Richard Gage will be here at the University of Hartford, and we'll be introducing the new movie that he's going to tell you about in a minute. And as I said, we'll have those booklets there for people. And Richard, so maybe you could tell us about this new film
called Firefighters, Architects, Engineers Explode the 9/11 Myths.
And my understanding is that Hartford, Connecticut will be the first place that you'll be present and showing this video.
Yeah, I'm real excited, Cheryl. I've been to Hartford a couple, three times, and the crowds that you guys put together and the dedication you have on your teams is amazing. And I'm just really looking forward to coming back. And Eric Lawyer and I, Eric Lawyer is the founder of Firefighters for 9/11 Truth. We teamed up together a few years ago. We gave a dynamite presentation, particularly on the firefighter's perspective, somebody who's really looked into the fraud and the omissions of NIST, particularly relevant to the National Fire Protection Association, NFPA Manual 921, which is the guide for fire and explosion investigation, which NIST completely trampled over and didn't even follow the guidelines, any of them really. And even though they, NIST, had quite a hand in developing these guidelines. So Eric goes through the manual from beginning to end and through NIST's practices, and we show the evidence that we highlighted earlier in this interview. He then shows the complete malfeasance on the part of NIST with regard to the investigation of these three buildings. So it's quite extraordinary. I'm editing it now with our editor, who goes by the name of Hamouk, and it'll be produced for distribution on September 1st or 2nd. People will have it by the 8th. It can be ordered in our store very soon, within a week or so. So very exciting for us. Eric Lawyer and I have been working for years trying to get the conditions right for the release of this material, and it is very timely, very up-to-date. The only thing out of date on this video is my haircut. So I got shorter hair now. I'm excited to get this into the hands of the 9/11 Truth Movement, who will use it to reach out, hopefully, to firefighters around the world.
Yes, and as I mentioned, the first showing of this video with Richard Gage present is going to be here on September 9th. So mark your calendars and get ready to come on out. It'll be at 7 o'clock in the Auerbach Auditorium in Hillier Hall on the campus of the University of Hartford. It's already up on the station website, so you can check there for more information.
And speaking of events,
Richard, tell us what else is going on. I know you have some other speaking engagements and other tours going on.
Oh, it's a lot more than we can handle. In New York, we'll be in town September 11th, the day that 9/11 truthers get excited about, because it's the day people are open-minded, more open-minded to hear about these events. So Eric Lawyer and I will be in town to introduce the new film. It's the world premiere, well, the New York premiere of the film. The world premiere will probably be in Hartford, as you mentioned.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
And we'll be answering questions personally. That's Friday night, September 11th at 7 p.m. And then starting the next day, INN World Report and the New York 9/11 Truth are hoping to have an all-day conference at the same place, which is West Park Presbyterian Church in the Upper West Side of New York. So this is very exciting, too. They're expecting to have a legal panel. They're expecting to have a psychology panel. They're going to cover topics like the 28 pages, which have been redacted illegally by the Bush administration, which 17 congressmen are putting forth an effort in the legislature to force Obama to release these 28 pages. And we all want information released. In the case of the 28 pages, we have some skepticism, which is natural in the 9/11 truth movement, for any effort that looks like it's going to finger the Saudis for 9/11, because we know that 9/11 and the complete demolition of these buildings could not be done from the inside by the Saudis. So we all want transparency, and we're actually quite concerned that in this case, the transparency may be an effort to shield the real perpetrators. Do you have any thoughts on that, Cheryl?
Yes, I've done several shows on that, and I think it's a total setup to throw the Saudis under the bus and get the real perpetrators off the hook. Because as they're doing this effort to release the 28 redacted pages, they don't change the official story. All they say is that the Saudis were funding the hijackers. And we know that at least 10 of the hijackers are still alive. So whether they were funding them or not, they didn't do it. So the whole thing is a little bit, it's curious to me. And the government has lied to us about most everything else in the last 15 years. So why would we trust them on this is how I feel about that.
Yeah, that makes sense. And what I understand, those within the 9/11 truth movement who are supporting the release of the pages see that that is a ball of yarn that would quickly ravel and come back home to its source, because we're aware that the Bush administration was actively, everybody is actually, most people are aware that the Bush administration was actively shielding the Saudis, not just by redacting these pages, but by flying them out of the country on 9/11, so many of them.
Yeah, but since we know that the Saudis didn't do it, and we also know that our media and government are capable of fine-tuning any message and just releasing the part that they want. I mean, look at the Martin Luther King trial. They proved in that trial that the government was involved in that, and nobody knows about it because the media refused to let their reporters cover it, and they never talk about it. So
yeah, the media has tremendous power.
I think it's a dangerous setup, and I'm watching it very closely. But what else are you doing? Do you think you've got a tour coming up in November in New England? Maybe you could tell us about that.
Yeah, it doesn't stop this fall. We're coming to Boston for a conference of thousands of architects. We're going to have a booth 20 feet wide with our display system highlighting the complete destruction of Building 7, educating architects about it. We'll have a presentation opportunity on the expo floor. This is all November 17th through the 19th. And then on the 20th, we'll have a presentation in Watertown, and that'll be for the public. So we said, well, hey, we're in town. So I called Cheryl, and wonderful Cheryl offered to connect with the other leaders in the 9/11 truth movement in the East Coast. And we've got an actual little tour forming here. And can you tell us about that part of it?
Yeah, well, so far we'll have a place in Connecticut, but I'm looking for a location outside of Hartford because you'll be here on the 9th. So I'd like to do it in some other location. So if there's anyone out there who wants to volunteer to try and help me put on this event in some other place in Connecticut,
please contact me through the station website. You can email us there.
And We also have people in, we're going to do one hopefully in Great Barrington, and we're looking at Northampton, Mass., and then there'll be, of course, the Boston area one, and the one you mentioned in Watertown. And the people in Maine right now are looking for a site, so we'll do it in Maine. And I'm going to put feelers out soon to Rhode Island and New Hampshire and Vermont. So hopefully we'll have one in every state if we can.
Well, that's fantastic.
As that unfolds, we'll be sharing that information.
That'll go from something like November 15 to November 22. Maybe we start a little earlier, November 14. So maybe November 13. So a couple of tours before the Boston conference, which is November 17 to 19, and a couple after, ending on the 22nd, because the 23rd is Wednesday before Thanksgiving. So if anybody's listening who wants to fit into that schedule, we will try to squeeze you in. We can do one every night because these are close enough to drive to.
Right. And when the schedule is solidified, it'll be on the Architects and Engineers website, which is ae911truth.org. And then I understand you're doing something in Miami and something in Las Vegas. Maybe you can tell us about that.
Oh, my God. It doesn't stop. Las Vegas, there's a structural engineering conference. Thousands of structural engineers who are going to learn about World Trade Center 7 and how 80 columns could have been destroyed all at once by normal office fires. Yeah. And resulting then in the free fall of this building. So we'll be at the Red Rock Casino September 30th through October 3rd, and we're looking for volunteers if you happen to be listening in Las Vegas. Contact us at ae911truth.org. We have a contact opportunity on that website for you to help us there or anywhere, in fact, because like you said, we're going to be in Miami also, not me personally, but our team at the same time. I'm going to be in Boston. In Miami, it's a forensic engineering conference. We're going to have a booth the 15th through the 18th of November in Miami. So help us there as well. It's very exciting.
Yeah, that's really great. Now, Richard, how can people, I know after listening to this conversation, they're going to be so excited and want to help. How can they help architects and engineers? They can volunteer. What can they do?
Oh, there's lots. There's so much. We have about 20 different teams, people who have computer skills, particularly HTML formatting of articles for our newsletter, website skills. We need people who are writers. We need people who are editors. We're looking for people who can speak the truth about 9/11 to other groups, presenters. It goes on and on, all the things that can be done. We're speaking in every city hall throughout the country. That is to say, we've developed a 3-minute speech. You can walk into your own city unannounced. Relatively unannounced. You have to show up at the beginning of the city hall meeting, and they will allow you to speak for 3 minutes. We've got a prepared speech you can use and customize a little bit and just read. So that's an exciting project, and anybody can do that. And anybody can send the ae911truth.org link to every architect and engineer that you can find and everybody else that you know. This is a grassroots movement growing by millions every year, so people are becoming aware. We need more people doing more things, of course. As the conditions in our country deteriorate toward greater control, if you will, loss of our civil liberties is another way to look at it, we have greater opportunity because people are getting more upset. Thus, for instance, giving rise to characters like Donald Trump, who are at least speaking outside of the controlled discussion, which is a good thing, and Bernie Sanders, who's attracting more followers than people like Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton to his speeches. So that's an example of places we can go to hand out brochures to those people at those events, people who are looking for deeper answers to more important questions.
Yes, and I also want to let the listeners know that you can also, at the Architects and Engineers website, you want to put it out there, 9/11 Truth out there. They have hats, mugs, T-shirts, sweatshirts with Rethink the 9/11 on them and other sayings. You can get lawn signs, all sorts of videos. And if you're new to all of this, the architects and engineers have put out two great videos. One is called Blueprint for Truth, which is about the collapse of the towers, the scientific evidence of that. And then the latest one was 9/11 Explosive Evidence, Experts Speak Out. And that also had a psychological component, why people resist knowing about this. So those are two really good videos you can get and share with your friends and pass out. So there's lots of ways to help, and I hope you'll really consider doing that. And Richard, did you mention that they could sign your petition?
Indeed, right on the website. You don't have to be an architect or engineer. We have 20-something thousand others, and we're looking for lots and lots of participation there. So it's right at the website.
Well, Richard, we're almost out of time. Do you have anything else you'd like to share with the listeners before we pause?
Yeah, don't sit idly on this information. Don't be a casual observer. Care about your country because it is under threat. It's under attack. The terrorist attacks of 9/11 were attacks on our very freedom. And those of us who really get that this isn't some historical event 14 years ago that somebody else is going to take care of, this is an unprecedented false flag operation against the American people by forces that we must identify and root out through the application of justice. And the Justice Department is not doing that. The media is not doing that. So you, citizens of America, listeners of this radio program, have to do it. There's nobody else. It's up to you and me and Cheryl and the people who are doing what we're doing. People who don't do anything are part of the problem. Don't be like that.
Yeah, that's a great way to put that, Richard. Thank you. And thank you for being on the show today. I look forward to seeing you on September 9th.
Thank you, Cheryl.
And again, that was an interview with architect Richard Gage. He's the founder of the organization Architects and Engineers for 9/11 Truth. And on September 9th, 2015, Richard Gage will be at the University of Hartford for the world premiere of the new film, Firefighters, Architects, Engineers, Explode the Myths of 9/11. Richard Gage will be introducing the film and answering your questions after the viewing, which will take place at 7 p.m. in the Auerbach Auditorium in Hillier Hall on the campus of the University of Hartford. We'll have those new booklets and videos available at the event, where you can also get them on the website ae911truth.org. 9/11 Wake Up Call shows are archived for 2 weeks after airing on the station's website, which is www.wwuh.org, and they are permanently archived on the website www.radioforall.net. And that's the digit four, so radioforall.net. Once on the site, click on the letter C for Cheryl, and that should lead you to the 9/11 Wake Up Call archives. And this concludes this edition of 9/11 Wake Up Call. I'm Cheryl. Thanks for listening.